Meanwhile, the U.S. Secretary of State says the United States and China have reached what he's called a strategic stability in their relationship. U.S. President Donald Trump is expected to travel to China at the end of March to meet the Chinese president as the U.S. seeks to diversify its supply of critical minerals and pharmaceuticals. Marco Rubio says there are issues that both sides still need to confront, but they agree a global trade war would be deeply damaging to both sides and the world.
It would be reckless and irresponsible for the United States and China not to have meetings, not to have conversations, and not to have opportunities for our leaders to interact with one another. I don't know anybody who thinks that's a good idea. It would be foolish and frankly dangerous for us not to have a relationship with them, even as our areas of conflict and disagreement remain.